Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Type of environment, whether they're learning at school or learning online. They need new shoes to help give them the energy and endurance to learn, run, and play under unusual circumstances. They need New Balance shoes. They're designed specifically for younger feet with cutting-edge technology, and they come in some pretty cool colors, too. And when you shop at the New Balance Memphis store, our in-store fit experts will scan and measure your feet, resulting in a shoe that fits you perfectly. Come to the New Balance Memphis store to get the exact fit you need and help support your local store. We'll treat you right. Stop by and give us a chance to earn your business. New Balance Memphis, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Don't let her friends know. In the Ville, and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine or Vincenzo's.
Me and my amigos got that free smoke on the West Coast. Yeah, I'm talking about pre-rolls. All right. Dark hair. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN, hour number two. Every day at this time, we do the rundown. Why don't we do it now?
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies. John Martin, we bragging.
I don't think they deserve to repeat there. I mean, come on.
We have avoided this as long as we can.
We need to root against the teams below us at this point, and no disrespect to winning, but let's just root against the teams below us.
The fact is, those teams' schedules may not be tough enough to, even if we're rooting for it, for them to stumble. Memphis Grizzlies did again in terms of stumbling, 124-115 against the Jazz. The start was better than it had been previously in the bubble. Ja, particularly early on, we had said yesterday, interested to see how he responds in terms of that game. It got a little bit of criticism, obviously, on social media. What's our man's name, John? Mush. Usually you shouldn't listen to Mush. And I thought early on Ja came out and responded. I think he had 6 and 5 there, and 6 points, 5 assists there in the first quarter, led to a 31-25 lead coming out of the first quarter. That had not been the case in the first three bubble games. That said, you still had to play three more quarters. And for Memphis, managed to make it a close game to the fourth, and then Utah ran off with a run. Ingles was big in that run. Mike Conley, a guy we know well, was big in that run. And then, of course, Gobert was good for most of the game, 21 points, 16 rebounds. Clark. That's a story, storyline. Brandon Clark, in placement of the injured Jaren Jackson, was not so good. 6 points, 5 rebounds, was a team low, I believe, minus 10 in 27 minutes. So didn't give you nearly enough to replace Jaren Jackson. Now, we knew that would be the case, specifically offensively, but it just wasn't a great night for him. You know, there's enough bad things going on with this Grizzlies team now, and we've been through enough of them that I guess at 0-4 at this point, you try to focus on the silver linings, if there are any, what you've learned about this team, if anything, and what it can still accomplish. Part of what we've learned, I want to pose this to you, John Martin. Have we learned about Grayson Allen? And that in terms of his shooting, at least, he goes 6 of 8 yesterday from 3. This was coming off of a 5 of 6 effort from 3 in the game before. He's now 14 of 21 from 3, John, in the bubble. as bad as D'Anthony Melton has been offensively in the bubble, just hadn't figured it out. Mm-hmm. Well, Grayson's been that good. It's like he's got everything figured out offensively, especially with that shot. The last three games, John, of these Grizzlies' four bubble games, he's averaging 17.3 points per game off the bench, to a point where it's got people asking, including Chris Harrington, if Grayson looks like a solid, maybe a big piece, maybe a pivotal piece. I don't know what the word you want to use there is. Guess depends on your level of confidence in him and if he can keep this going. Big piece of their rotation going forward. I've been impressed. There's no question about it. His focus, number one. He's shooting the ball. Look, he's got a beautiful stroke as it is, and he's always had that. But it seems like he's got that clear mind. We talked to him at media day, and that was part of it, right? Sort of putting the Grayson's whole thing was not letting the negative, whether it's a fan yelling at him, a bad call, an opponent talking trash, not letting that moment affect the rest of his game. He'd get clouded by it. He'd allow that to consume him. Think about it the rest of the game. It doesn't look like, and I know, John, it's still early in his career, but it looks like he is moving past that, and he talked about that with us at media day. The shot looks good. If you can keep that going, why wouldn't the Grizzlies want him a part of this when look, quite frankly, this team needs all the wing shooting it can get. So he has been, I don't know if I want to go as far as say revelation, John, because here's the thing. It's bubble. It's in the bubble. It's a different kind of environment. You want to see this happen, in a full arena, all the time. But it's looked good, and maybe we've learned that Grayson Allen, what a pickup, another great gem in that Mike Conley trade.
I'll go there with you.
Will you give me? Yeah. You should love this guy. That's what I want.
Yep.
Why don't you love him now, John? Has he? And this is, I'm serious. This is a real conversation. You love the white player. And listen, maybe Grayson had that. No, this is real. Listen, maybe Grayson had that knock coming out of Duke. That dude, that silver spoon dude, or whatever you want to call him, that's got that attitude that shouldn't have an attitude, and he's pushing guys and tripping guys, and that bad apple. Mm-hmm. And so I can understand at that point. But I wonder, is he working his way through it, John? Is he earning your respect in terms of the professional he's become, at least so far?
Well, yes, he has earned my respect, no question about
it. It's happening to me too.
And he's got it looks like one more basically 2 years actually left on his deal before he becomes a restricted free agent in 2022. Clearly, I think they're going to bring him back for that 21-22 season at this point, depending on obviously how he plays next year. But I do think he has shown that he can do something. Like he can be a piece. I think it's true that for a franchise that has struggled finding those scorers on the wing, I'm not saying Grayson is that, but he looks like he can give you something on a nightly basis. And I think that's enough. I think that's definitely enough. I mean, it was you got this guy for basically next to nothing, and he's definitely it's like we talked about. You got to be careful with what you sort of subscribe to in the bubble, how much of it you believe. But there's no denying the performances that he has had in the bubble. I mean, he's bringing the energy, he's bringing the effort. I don't know, Jason. It's a good question.
By the end of it, here's where I'm getting to. By the end of this, I think if he keeps it, because I'm more impressed by the business-like attitude, the mental progression than I am even by the shooting in the bubble, he's going to win John Martin over, and you're going to have his jersey hanging up in your man cave. By the time this is done, he is going to be a John Martin favorite.
Well,
watch what I say.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to have your jersey in my man room. I have two right now. I have two, and I may add three. I've got, and they're all signed. I've got a signed
Mariota.
That's actually
not even close, no, Brad.
Mariota.
I wipe my ass with the Mariota jersey.
Sorry about that.
That's what I do with the Mariota jersey. All right.
Y'all still say his name wrong. You're so disrespectful to Mariota.
So I botched him and Chinny.
Yeah. So
Chinny, beg your pardon.
Mike Miller's hanging up in the room.
Oh, there you go.
That's signed. Jay Will.
We should get him on the show. That'd be great.
Jay Will is Jay Will. Jay Will is hanging in the office. Got a signed Jay Will jersey. Shouts to Fletch. My man hooked me up for that for Christmas. It was an unbelievable gesture.
Nice.
And I do have a signed Austin Nichols hustle jersey.
Oh, That's precious.
I mean, that's a clean sweep of white, John.
Damn,
that's
white.
A clean sweep right there. When you Austin's the third one.
Yeah. John's wall is diverse as this.
Can a brother get a Will Barton jersey in that thing? I mean, anything to get a little bit more diversity in your man
Christmas,
room.
Bro.
You're calling it, John. I noticed it wasn't man cave for it's a man room.
Collierville Hall of Fame on that wall.
No, actually, you know what we're gonna call it, Jason? We're gonna call it the man wing. We're going to call it the man wing because it is that bad.
TPC man wing.
It is that bad.
Brother, you are amazing.
Ridiculous.
But no. I
want to get some diversity on that wall.
Please do.
Like my brother and do the right thing. We got to get some here are some.
I have a signed photograph of Penny Hardaway. That I could frame.
That doesn't count.
Did he sign that for you, or was that something you got like out of a magazine?
It was a third party kind of situation.
It's a lithograph.
Oh, yeah.
That's a memorabilia. Then
it's a memorabilia. Mm-hmm. So I could do that. In terms of African American players that I would consider framing a jersey for, Will Barton for sure.
Will Barton.
You know, Elliot Williams is a legend here in Memphis.
Supreme Bay?
Supreme Bay would definitely get some consideration.
It should already be there, John. Where's the friend of the show that
CDR texts me back every quarter. It's a quarterly occurrence. You know, he just emerges.
Right.
You know, he
pops up from the smoke. As
he's
it were.
He hit me up last month. He's like, hey man, I've been very busy in Indonesia. I'm like, all right, man, congrats. You're globetrotting all over the world. But you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to learn to love Grayson. I think that's kind of the major point. Not to that level. And I think
too
a lot
Duke
of it.
In that man.
That's exactly right, Jason. Right. I mean, here's the thing that I appreciate about Mike and Jay Will, you know, and Austin went to a private school, but I had a very personal relationship with him, as you guys know.
Yes.
I mean, Mike and Jay Will, man, they're country boys, man. Like that's how they came up. And I kind of relate to that a little bit more than I relate to Duke, to Grayson Allen's upbringing. That's all.
Yeah, but that's North Dakota country, though. That's like growing up in the Highlands.
Hold on. That's disrespectful. South Dakota.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got my Dakota screwed up.
I mean, they take that very seriously, bro.
I know. They got that Cow Palace. That ain't the sticks, bro.
Corn like that, Palace. Cow Palace.
You're not growing up in damn Corinth. It's not Corinth, Mississippi, for God's sake. Well, let's not make it out to be like this guy was in the streets.
No, but it still is, though. Like it's farm country, but
John Martin.
It's kind of like your country, you know, like your Midwest country.
Well, that's very corny. I'm just telling you. Like I lived it.
Jay Will grew up in what, West Virginia?
There we go.
With Randy Moss.
Yeah, with Randy Moss.
That's Marshall country. That's different.
But see, that's like a poor country.
It's a different kind of country.
Thank you, Jason.
But Jason Williams, I want to say, grew up pretty poor.
Yes,
in rural West Virginia. So. But no, Jason, I mean, to their point, man, I mean, the tripping stuff, the Duke stuff, you hang up, Grace. Well, what jerseys you got over there? You got any white jerseys hanging up?
Tom Waddle, fool. How you like them apples?
Tom Waddle.
Isn't that the greatest quarterback from Chicago Bears after McMahon?
Tom
quarterback.
Waddle?
He's a wide receiver.
Oh, beg your
Brad.
Pardon. I
Good
forgot what
grief.
Position he played.
You guys need to get more familiar with the NFL. Doesn't Waddle have a show up in
Chicago?
Yeah,
Waddle and Silk.
If I'm not mistaken.
He's a better radio host than he is a football player.
I thought you guys would be able to would know that, being the radio experts that you are. Uh-huh. John, I don't discriminate when it comes. I just
Dude,
don't hang
one
them up,
jersey.
Quite frankly.
You got one jersey, Tom. What a random collection there.
You know who's next, fool? Don't be mad because I've got diversity and you don't.
Nick Foles,
fool. He'll be my next one. Yeah, when he leads us to the promised land.
You can vouch for this, Jason. I have Otis ahead. Anderson, his autograph. I showed you that. You know, that's legit, right?
Oh, now, Brad, you don't want to sound this like this because you sound like, well, I've got a black friend, too. You know what I mean? You don't want to have that. You don't want to go there.
That's a good point.
I'm messing with you, brother. John, get some more diversity in your room. Sounds like Grayson's got a little bit more work to do, though, to win you over.
Hold on. Let me get some action on the Nick Foles jersey ever being bought by you. Let me get some action on that. Because you're never going to buy that jersey, ever. He's not going to do – Dude, you really think you're gonna buy? You think he's gonna be that special? You're gonna be moved to buy a Nick Foles jersey? There's no. You got a better chance of buying a Mariota jersey to troll me.
I will buy a Nick Foles jersey, just getting to the Super Bowl. He doesn't have to win it.
Again, you ain't going to have to worry about that purchase on Fanatics.com, bruh. You ain't putting in no promo code for that one.
You know why? Because we won't need him to be great once we're in the bowl. The defense will win it for us, and so that's why I'm gonna go ahead and buy it. It's gonna mark it. It's gonna give me a little bit more diversity in my room. Not that again, like you're seriously monitoring. You're just pushing this back on me, deflecting this because you've been called out here. We realize at Southwind we've got to get you some more black jerseys. I'm sending over the
it is it is it is it is problematic in 2020.
Yeah.
I you've put a mirror up. I mean, how can I say Black Lives Matter when all my jerseys are white?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just that is hypocritical. That is hypocritical. So I am going to get on that. I'm going to address that. I'm going to fix it. And
let's get a Joe Jackson or something, man. I mean, didn't you go to school with the guy?
Is there a Joe Jackson White Station jersey hanging around somewhere?
What about Chioza?
Yeah, well, it's hanging Chioza. In the rafters at the Palace.
Chioza, absolutely. I feel like I discovered Chioza. I absolutely need to get I played with him in 2K yesterday. Yeah. That didn't go so well.
You were playing online 2K with Chris Chioza?
No, not, I was using him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were doing virtual from the bubble.
He's in the bubble, yeah. Yeah.
There is that remote video game.
No, you're right.
What else
they have to do? But no.
Let me try to put a bow on this because it's going
Please,
off the rails.
Thank
this
you.
Was originally a Grizzlies segment. They will resume action now at 0-4 in the bubble against OKC, which is now, look, playing well. Just beat the Lakers. They're 2-1 in the bubble. You've only got the one-game lead now on Portland. And the thing is, when you look at these, whether it's Portland's schedule, theirs a little bit tougher than San Ann's and certainly New Orleans's, which is the easiest. But you can find wins. I mean, you know, Portland's still got Brooklyn. They've still got a Dallas team there at the end of the run. Philadelphia now, Ben Simmons right now at least has hyperextended that knee. Who knows if he'll be there when Portland wins it. So when there are five games left, you know, you can easily cut out what you feel like is two or three wins. They're now just a game behind you. And then the Pelicans, my gosh, they've got Sacramento in two of the five. Sacramento's still sitting there winless. So, you know, we did the good for as long as we can with Grayson Allen. The fact is the Grizzlies have got these teams hot on their tail. Spurs, too, still at two back are still in it, although I'd still look at New Orleans and Portland as the favorites. These teams right on their tail, and what can happen now, and we have to seriously take into consideration, although I don't think we're quite there yet, is that, I mean, Grizzlies keep playing like this. They can get passed by two teams, and you're sitting here in a situation where you're not even in the play-in series, a situation I think most of us still feel good about right now, but that we hadn't considered the alternative in them sort of not making that play-in. They've got to get it turned around pretty quickly because these teams, in terms of what's right behind you, their schedules aren't tough enough to keep them to have them winless over these next four and five or whatever it is for these next two for Portland and for New Orleans. So Grizzlies got to get a win, and that was the case against Utah. It'll be the case again against OKC. Hopefully they can do it here shorthanded. It just doesn't feel like they've got sort of the firepower right now to get over the hump.
That was a great breakdown, Jason.
I had to get it back on the rails.
No, so let me take it off real quick. I got a couple of tweets who are saying that I'm disrespecting Marcus Mariota. And I want to be very clear about this. I want to be
very clear about this.
He's your QB now. You better watch what you say.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't claim him. We don't claim him on this side of the table.
He may be your starting quarterback.
Well, I'm out if that's the case. Sometimes my dogs will come in and what you call them dingleberries. They're hanging off my dog's
disgusting.
Ass.
Very familiar with the dingleberry.
And Sam says, you got to clean up Tony's, you know, he's got a dingleberry.
It's a bunghole. Hold on.
I say, hey, Sam, where's the Mariota jersey? We got to clean up Tony's ass.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
That's how I use Mariota jerseys, Jason. Period. I mean, that's how I view him. I want him, in case there was any kind of confusion about how I view Marcus Mariota, I wipe my dog's ass with Marcus Mariota's Titans jersey.
John Gruden, ashamed of you right now, and I'm going to send this audio to him. You'll never be at a Raiders game. Yeah. Never.
Well, that
he won't have you in. He won't have you in the new place.
COVID.
Better be sitting in the nosebleeds.
COVID will see to that for sure. But anyway, perhaps. Yes. Grizzlies still looking for that first win down in Orlando.
Next story.
Good news for the University of Memphis football program. They got a player. and you see Memphis do this every once in a while, every cycle, every couple cycles or so. But they will take a flyer on that transfer quarterback. They will, whether it's Brady White as the graduate transfer a couple of years ago, whoever it may be, usually there's always one quarterback who you can sense when they get him. He might be the dude. Memphis might have gotten the dude. His name is Peter Parrish. He just committed to the University of Memphis today. He was at LSU, committed to LSU out of high school in 2019. He was actually their first high school quarterback, Jason, in two recruiting cycles. So Ed Orgeron and the folks down there thought very highly of him when they took him back in 2000, and I guess it would have been 18 as a class 2019, but early 2019, whatever. He got suspended, though. He got suspended at LSU for a violation of team rules. It sounds as though he has not really been with the team. He has not really been with the team for quite a while. And Miles Brennan is going to be the dude there at LSU. So he would just be basically fighting for backup duties there in Baton Rouge. So he is coming to Memphis. He was a four-star guy out of high school there in Phoenix City. And he's a dual threat. That's what he does. Rushed for over 1,300 yards in his two seasons at Central Phoenix High School. So he is a real threat on the ground. And, you know, listen, I mean, when you come to the AAC, if you're a dual threat and you're that dynamic, I mean, this guy can have, you know, this guy can blow up. This guy can kill AAC defenses if he's truly as good as he may be. But you know, I've always sort of subscribed to schools like Memphis should do more of this. Take flyers on guys who, for whatever reason, don't pan out at the Power Five. They get suspended or they get hurt or whatever the case may be. I mean, that was the case of Brady White. He was injured and he comes to Memphis. I know some people he tends to be polarizing, but, I mean, the guy's a pretty good quarterback at the AAC level.
He's put up numbers. Yeah. Yes, he is. Exactly. Yeah. It's that we should be past that at this point.
Yeah, and I feel like this is sort of the case here with old Peter Parrish. You bring him in, if he has to sit out a year, then he does that. One more year of Brady White at the helm, and then ideally he would be ready to come in 2021 as a starting QB. Whether he's like the who was the South Florida quarterback? Quentin Flowers, was that his name? I mean, you know, I don't know if that's his game necessarily, but I just remember Quentin Flowers would throw for 400 yards a damn game. And truth of the matter is, if you got arm talent and you got a little bit of athleticism in the AAC, you can kill it. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. So I'm assuming that this is what Ryan Silverfield believes he's getting, Jason and Peter Parrish. And this is also the second guy they've taken from LSU over the last couple of months. They got that D lineman as well. So I kind of like it. I like the strategy there, just sort of poach them where you can from the Power Five, the SEC. Mm-hmm. I mean, these kids, they got talent. That's undeniable. If you're good enough to go to LSU and they take your commitment to LSU, then you obviously have talent, and that's what they're banking on with Peter Parrish.
Now, two things. I think, number one, John, they've been very smart, very selective in terms of picking those guys, right, that haven't worked out at bigger schools. You can't take them all. To your point, I think you're right. Memphis has capitalized here, and this is an area where they've been good. You don't want to get to a point where you're taking tons and tons of them because it won't always work out. Sometimes bad apples or doesn't work out. Now, in this situation, that's not the key. But in some, you've seen where a player will get dismissed, whatever else, you've taken a chance. So my point there, be selective. They have, and it's led to quite a bit of success there. I think the second part of it is something you said. I love the thought, the idea. This is no knock on Brady White because I think right now he at least deserves respect for where he led them to last year. You might not like the way he gets it done, but that's the point. He got it done. Maybe not the way you wanted to. Maybe he's not as prolific as you want, but he got it done. But to that point, John, he doesn't give you that other side of it, that dual threat part of it, right? And to, you know, in the AAC, you know, you can be so much more dominant in terms of your offense. So much, in terms of what you can show teams offensively, it adds a whole other dimension when you've got a quarterback that can do that. And again, we're not talking about Power Five defenses here, so it can really make you a threat when you present both sides, or at least both threats, a pass and a run threat. So that's what's exciting here, is you'd be getting sort of back to that. I guess, I mean, you know, Paxton could move a little bit. There was no question about it. He actually, you know, that was one of his strengths in terms of the way he could move for as big as he was. Riley, I guess when the moments got tough, he could get out of there, certainly a little bit better than Brady. You've taken a step back in that department. Now, again, I'm not knocking the way Brady gets it done, because he has, but this would seem to represent an entirely different, you know, even in more, in terms of the rushing threat this kid would be, even something better than the previous two mentioned. And so that's exciting, John. You think about that in this offense, and as exciting as it already is, as home run, as explosive as we expect it to be again this year, you know, excuse me, in the coming years with the players he's getting. Yeah, man, I think this is an exciting thing. Another, you know, another dimension to add here to what should continue to be a pretty high octane Tiger offense under Silverfield.
Absolutely. So good news today for Memphis football. All right, when we come back, Chinee Ogwumike is going to join us. She is going to be on ESPN Radio, new show with Mike Golic Jr. In a couple of weeks here. So we'll talk to her about that. We'll talk to her about the NBA, the bubble, future of sports, all of that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 93 FM, ESPN.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn, touchdown.
Jay Williams.
Williams, he got it.
And Zubin Mahente.
We are back on SportsCenter. ESPN reported.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin.
You know, giving you the real facts, the real information, so you want to tune in August 17th, which is our launch date.
92.9 FM ESPN, broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM and in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis. Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This August, you could win $20,000.
$20,000.
Or even $200,000.
$200,000.
Introducing two new instant games with two ways to play.
Two ways to play.
And two ways to win.
Two ways to win.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double the fun. Double the chances. Double the cash. Double match and double match bonus. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little did I just win $50 fun.
Woo, yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, it's good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit ConstitutionCenter.org.
Oh, yeah. Blue Note Bourbon captures in a sip that foot-stomp and rug-cutting boogie-woogie soulfully authentic feeling that only comes alive in Memphis. If you can't go out to the juke joints, bring the good times home with you. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint. It's smoother than smooth.
Baseball's back, and it's game on with Radio.com. Bringing you the best coverage of this historic 60-game MLB season. Follow your favorite clubs on the country's best sports stations. Every day, they'll break down the news with in-depth game analysis and exclusive player interviews. For a unique perspective on the MLB season and all sports. Listen to Radio.com Sports Originals, like Swings and Misses. The best in sports talk is right at your fingertips. It's game on. Follow Major League Baseball on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house, B?
Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios. Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis.
It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Looking for a drink? Well, I highly recommend River Set Rye. I've been telling you about them for the last few months. They're my go-to whiskey. They should be your go-to whiskey as well. 93 Small Batch Rye Whiskey. It's the best in Memphis. And the best part about it, too, is it's made in Memphis. It's made and aged along the banks of the Mississippi River. You're supporting locally. You're drinking locally every time you buy a bottle of Riverset Rye whiskey. You can drink it on the rocks. You can drink it neat. You can drink it as a cocktail. I ain't going to tell you how to do it. It is your whiskey. It is your choice. But it's all good any way you choose to go. Just $29.99 wherever fine liquors are sold. So what are you waiting for? Go get a bottle of Riverset Rye whiskey. Join the Rye Rebellion. Go against the current. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye whiskey today.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Our next guest, I don't think it's a stretch to say, is one of the most accomplished media members in the entire country. She's a former WNBA first overall draft pick, rookie of the year, two-time All-Star. And starting in a couple of weeks, Chinee Ogwumike is going to be hosting Afternoons with Mike Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio. Let's make her the gigantic interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by King of Clean, with electrostatic cleaning, pressure washing, and much more for Memphis and the Mid-South. The King of Clean Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Chinee, first of all, congratulations and thanks for the time.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. First of all, best intro song ever. I know you like to thank y'all. I literally got up out of my chair and started dancing. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no, we like to bring the outcasts for the big ones. There is no question about that. A lot to get to, Chinee. I want to get into sort of your new show and sort of the landscape of sports, but let's just sort of get into the process. For you to be doing this show at all required another difficult decision, which was opting out of the WNBA season. Can you just sort of take us through how you arrived at that choice? And I know this is something that you've been asked a ton, but we are very curious. Just how you arrived at that decision, was it difficult for you, and do you second guess it? Just that whole entire process.
I fully second guess the decision because I fully was mentally preparing throughout the pandemic to go and play and win a championship with my sister. I sort of risked it all by pushing for a trade 2 years earlier from my Connecticut Sun team to Los Angeles, just with the hopes of creating more balance in my life professionally, but also personally in playing with my sister, which I was able to do last at Stanford. So, like, my mindset was going into the season, we're about to win this championship. I'm so excited. And then the pandemic happens, and I've started realizing, you know, I've overcome two major injuries, right knee microfracture surgery, left Achilles surgery, and that's all in the last 5 years. So knowing that my runway to return to play was longer than most people's. Like, typically I need 3 months of just working and weight training and sprinting and doing basketball activities to feel 100% to play. And in reality, I flew to to Los Angeles and had to make a decision and first access to a gym, and I had 2 days. And so I knew that was a tough situation knowing that, okay, after those 2 days of me making the decision, I'd have 4 weeks to train, 2 weeks, you know, in LA, and then we go to the bubble for 2 weeks, and then we're playing. And so that would give my runway to a month or so. And so I was like, you know, I've overcome a lot, and a lot of that overcoming, you know, turning those injuries and adversity, like a lot of that was just primarily, you know, taking one for the team, like doing those extra reps and, you know, playing overseas, which most women's basketball players have to do because financially it's more lucrative over there. And I realized I'm not necessarily built for that because I got both of my injuries during that time. And so now I think I was so fortunate to play for an organization and have teammates and coach Derek Fisher and an entire framework in front office that understood that it's most important to protect what I have achieved, meaning, you know, I've gone past those injuries and now I'm back and not to risk it, you know, too preemptively just by not having the same amount of time to get prepared. So that was the hardest decision I had to make, especially considering it was like in 2 days' time because our medical opt-out, by the time I got to see my doctors here in Los Angeles, I had like 48 hours. And we were still getting exams done. And I was like, you know what, let's just play it safe. Doctor was like, absolutely agree. Actually, I suggest this. Medically opted out, not knowing that that hard decision, that difficult decision right around the corner through ESPN and the relationships I built and worked for, had a great opportunity right around the bend in the interim. So, you know, sometimes those times where you think that it's going to be hard and you're disappointed, you know, if you other things can come to the light, and this is a tremendous opportunity that I'm so grateful for.
My gosh. I mean, what a tough decision. Have you, I mean, and not to, you know, further weigh you down with it, but what happens and they're very capable of it. If the Sparks make a run, how tough is that going to be? Just, you know, they make a championship run. Janae, what's how rough would that be
to
watch? I am
their number one fan. So nothing would make me happier if the Sparks win, but I'm gonna probably be like, man, kicking it. You know how you laying in bed at night and you're like kicking, you're like, oh man. But the thing is I think that everyone is making decisions. You're seeing a lot of athletes having to choose based on their personal experience, their personal body, whatever the case may be, on what is right for them, given the unique scenarios in this unprecedented world. So, yeah, nothing would make me happier than seeing my sister win another championship. But to know, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, ooh, I could have been a part of that. That's tough, but I still feel like I've just won a championship by having this new platform, this new opportunity with radio on a national scale with an amazing new teammate of mine, Golic Jr. So I feel like I'm still winning.
You're already ready for this. Your transition right there was great because that's right where I was going. How about Golic Jr.? I've always been in awe of the way that man can wax poetic on no matter whatever it is. And I got to feel like, Shanae, that's not just, you know, that's not just, it doesn't just happen. That's preparation work. What do you think about your future co-host here?
I am in awe of him as an individual. I love his family. We obviously just, you know, gave a huge salute to his father.
Yes.
But I think now he's stepping into his own shoes the same way I'm stepping into my own shoes, having this new opportunity to have a voice. And we both are like young-ish, right? Millennials-ish, right? And so now to be voices, unique voices, especially at ESPN, of this new rising generation that is not just waiting for change. It's like now we've been handed change and our voices are out there in a great way for us to own it ourselves and then to own it collectively. But like Junior, people don't know, like, he is one of the coolest and most, like, I think everyone saw the clip online of, you know, him sort of tearing up.
Yes.
When speaking of his father, that's the heart he has, and to be able to wake up every day knowing that that is my teammate, I'm so thrilled for. We first met in the streets of Connecticut, actually I should say the hallways of Bristol and the Bristol block, and we just were like, hey, you're young, and like we just sort of related to each other and just talked. And we went to the movies. I remember we went and hung out. And so from then on, in the mornings, they're like, hey, would you like to do radio? And so when I go in and do Golic and Wingo, I'd see that like Junior was there already. And he had his first and last show where he was doing it from 4 to 6 a.m. And that's the work ethic that he has. He comes from Notre Dame and he has an immense amount of intelligence, and he's an eloquent speaker, and just he prepares. And I think these are the things that now, by being a host individually, that's what we are so excited for him to show and highlight, like how amazingly dope of an individual this guy is. And
he is.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I know we're going to battle with the sneakers. I know that We're going to battle when it comes to Notre Dame versus Stanford. It, you know, hopefully if there's a scenario where we get to play against each other again collegiately. And yeah, so we have a lot of similarities, even though if you look at us, we could not look any more different. Big families and, you know, so I think our perspectives are different when it comes to our sports, but we have the same mindset and we're also very, very, you know, two people that like to unite through our lens and our experiences with sports. So it's going to be really fun. I'm, as you can tell, like I'm gushing over him, but I hope he's not listening because I would never tell him this to his face.
You mentioned, you mentioned that you and Mike, you know, went to the movies together. Do you recall the movie that you guys went to see?
Ah,
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember probably because I'm like, I probably slept through it. Like I'm that type of person that will pull up at the movie and then I'm pretty sure like 10 minutes or 20 minutes, I'm out. I can't remember.
Not a movie person. Got it.
I'm a huge movie person. Huge. But I think like I overestimated my, I was like, you know, playing in the W and working. And I think that was like my one day off in 2 weeks. And so I was like in this nice climate controlled dark environment with soothing sounds. And I think that sort of just became my pregame nap or something like that.
No, it makes sense. We're, of course, talking to Chinne Ogunwoke. You can hear on Afternoons with Mike Golo Jr. starting here in a couple of weeks on ESPN Radio. Bubble basketball, what do we think about it? I mean, I think we were so desperate for it, and so anything we get is, like, amazing. It's the best display of basketball in the history of the world. But what do we think about it largely? It definitely has been, you have to say, a success in both WNBA and the NBA, simply because the COVID tests, clearly they are showing that it can be done. What do we think of the quality of play?
So I think there's like a normal answer in the sense that like, yes, it's a success because we're so like excited to have sports back. But for me, as a member of the executive committee of the WNBPA, our Players Association, it's like the biggest sigh of relief because ever since in January, we just negotiated a new landmark WNBA CBA. And we were so excited for it. The league, like, you know, the NBA as our primary partner, you know, is betting on women and investing in us. And we're getting new eyeballs. We have a lot of momentum. But by nature of us being women's professional basketball players, we have a lot of players overseas. And so we started hearing things late December, early January about things that were happening overseas. And so we sort of had a pulse, sort of like the NBA had a pulse on what was going on in China before it sort of made mainstream headlines, you know, in the States. And so we went from transitioning, from going from the CBA negotiations to like transitioning to what is going on over there. And even personally, my older sister Neko was expected to go play in February in China for the playoffs. So our family also was having another pulse on the scenario. And so, you know, as a member, oh, by the way, my big sister Neko, she's president of the WNBPA. Shout out to a little nepotism in the building. But, hey, I was,
y'all are running
it was all
that
fair
thing.
Elections.
Man.
It was all fair elections. Let's be real. Okay. So, you know, we went from negotiating the CBA to keeping our pulse on what was happening over there to instantly start talking about, you know, league shutdowns and then now creating a bubble. And negotiating that bubble, I thought that negotiating a CBA that the world would say this is great and a win for women, period, not just women in sports, I thought that was hard. Negotiating this bubble in the midst of pandemics, both coronavirus, racism, and then everything else that's being unearthed right now in a very constructive way where we're having these difficult, necessary conversations to be better as a society, we're like in the nitty-gritty every day on Zooms, every day talking to players, getting a pulse. Do you want to play? Oh, do you not want to play? And you know how these things change as news changes. And so going through that process and now having a new commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, who is trying to like literally be steadfast on the need for us to have a season, the need to engage our partners, the need to be the first form of basketball out there. And also on the other end, we're here talking to our players, who is a league primarily of Black women, 80% Black women in the WNBA, who are going through emotional trauma that has been generational, right? And now trying to articulate, like, we understand the trauma, but we also want to create a scenario where we can use our platform during this time. Like, that was the hardest negotiation of my life. And it was a day-to-day thing. And to see bubble basketball out there, it honestly feels like a miracle because of the process in which we had to go through. I'm telling you, my sister is president. Her phone for the last 4 months has been consumed by 144 players, Zooms with those players too, Zooms with the team, Zooms with the coaches, and then Zooms with the league for the past 4 months. So while I was able to sort of step out of it a little bit because I'm vice president and sort of hit that Netflix and shut my brain off, she is the one who never shut it off. So, like, having that conversation with her after the first game where she balls out, has 21 points, it doesn't miss a shot. And then also seeing Elizabeth Williams ball out, who's on the EC, Sue Bird ball out. A lot of these EC members that negotiated the bubble were just so relieved to just focus and have a place to just play basketball. And it was a beautiful sight to see. So, yes, that's a long answer, but that's why I feel like bubble basketball is not just a win for all of us, but, like, right, for those in the process, it's like, wow, I can't believe that this was pulled off.
Has it been a daily adjustment to things? I think it was about this time last month, Shanae, that, and this happened with the NBA's bubble too, that when the players first got there, whether it was the food or the rooms, there were a few complaints. But I figured clearly it's gotten better. What your sister said, just in terms of living in the bubble, I got to imagine it's a lot better now, like it seems to be for these NBA guys, than when guys first arrived first arrived.
The thing is, the crazy thing is, like, especially in pandemic, you can't just go and send a whole crew in to prepare. It's like you have to test that crew. They have to all be coronavirus negative, and then you have to monitor those crews' interactions. So the people constructing the bubble for us, the essential workers, they're the ones that are also making sacrifices, not going to their families. So it was a hard process. So, of course, in the beginning, there were some kinks. There were some bumps in the road. But I think as more of the personnel came in and we got more of the machine going, we were able to auto-correct those type of things. So, yeah, like, to come in and to start, it was not probably ideal for certain areas. But now I'm so relieved to just hit up my sister. And she's like, oh, yeah, I just finished cooking. She cooks for the entire team. She's like Chef Neck. I was like, yeah, I just finished cooking, and I'm just going to relax and, like, get ready to, you know, take a nap and then get ready for the game. Like, that is such progress, because in the start, it was like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm just getting off Zoom, or she wouldn't take my calls because, you know, we're all managing situations. I'm calling the commissioner, trying to help NECA offload some of her work. And so it just was a lot. So now it's like, oh, she can just play basketball, and everything else is taken care of. But we're still working on little things, like, between you guys, like, I'm trying to, like, figure out, how do I get a nail tech into the bubble for the women? Because some people want to get their nails done sort of the same way that, you know, now we're getting hair in the bubble. So it just is, we're still working at things, but the essential things we finally nailed down, which is great.
Hey, Shanae, this was great stuff. We know you're ripping and running. We appreciate the time, as always. We'll be listening. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me back. You guys are great.
She is Shanae Ogunbowale, former first overall draft pick of the WNBA, rookie of the year, two-time All-Star, slightly more accomplished than Jason's athletic career, though it's close. It's definitely close. I mean, you were the backup quarterback for the Snowden, snowmen in the sixth grade. So
Greenies, full green
Greenies,
dogs.
Greenies, yeah. Green dogs. Yeah, so yeah,
when we,
the
yeah,
Greenies.
On our best day.
Yeah,
Greenies was official. But as we called ourselves the Green Dogs,
Snowden Weenies.
Is that the time when Otis protected you, or is that high school?
We were at White Station.
You guys have absolutely no respect for Devin Steele, then Devin Butler, Super Bowl winner Tory Noel, LaMarcus Golden, Chris Garner. I could go down the line of Snowden greats. Put some respect on it.
Yes,
when you say Snowden around here in Memphis.
Yeah, what do you think? You're like 11 on that list? Probably 11, just outside the top 10.
I'm right after Tory Noel, one of the greats to come through there.
What about the breast milk, dude? Where does he come in on the ranking?
That would be Brother Crumb.
Yeah.
He's a little bit lower than me. A little bit because he was a dirty player.
He was a dirty player.
Clearly, he took me out. Mm-hmm. They took me out. They took their guy out. They wanted somebody else.
Oh, the dude who took you out was the guy that lactated.
Oh, my God.
Correct. He's the one that hit me underneath and picked me up, dropped me on that left shoulder. Done. Football career.
He said you want some.
I was showing flashes, John. I was showing Brady White type flashes.
Hey, but
right? Efficiency was going to be my thing.
Afterwards, he's like, "You want some milk? Huh?
That's not even funny. It's not even funny, brother, because you're talking about a man and a man. Okay. So I don't even like you going there.
Well, he was.
This was a man that could lactate, yes, but you've taken this far, Pat. You've gone something really disgusting.
He was a man,
and that's
of
already
many kind
of disgusting.
He was a man.
Like out of his deal, like out of his things, he could dig.
Yes, Brad. I think you were this amazed when we brought it up last time that a man could
it
lactate.
It is fairly amazing, in fairness,
and, especially when you can do it in middle school, right, John? Like you're going.
I don't know when you're supposed.
Middle school, high school.
I don't mean to state the obvious question. Are we sure he wasn't a woman?
Brad, give me a break. We're very sure he's out there sticking people. He picked me up and dropped me on my left shoulder. You think a woman could do that?
Well, if it's lactating, men don't lactate, you know?
Look it up. A man can lactate, and I'm telling you, this is fact out there. The whole school knew. Terrence had shown it to the whole school by the time he was done, whether it was in a stairwell or wherever else.
Is he like the medicine man traveling around the country?
Brad, this was not pus. This was actual milk.
Yeah, men can lactate.
Can lactate.
Damn.
Yes.
Men can lactate. It is true.
Now, we have opened your eyes today, haven't we, Brad? I thought we already went through this.
It does not occur under normal conditions.
So what's going? Are you telling me it's something abnormal was going on?
Well, so according to Scientific American, a significant number of boys around the age of puberty do develop breasts, which our friend Terrence Crum had apparently. So the tissue is there, but eventually it regresses. So
wow.
I don't think
as that became strength.
Well, I don't think Terrence Crum is somewhere around today in 2020 showing everybody he can lactate anymore.
You think it's done? He's lost that skill.
Yeah, I think that
this guy's going to make some money traveling around the country showing off his lactating breasts.
Well, he can't anymore.
He could have back then, bro.
Oh, they dried up. Yeah, it's like a woman who goes into menopause.
It's like a well.
The tissue regresses.
He went through menopause, as it were.
As it were.
Well, they go from breasts to pecs for a man. Right?
Well, sometimes.
You're talking about
sometimes.
Depends, yeah.
I mean, there are people that do have man boobs.
No, there are several that have most.
Yeah, if you're 300 pounds, you still definitely have man boobs. You just can't. The tissue is not there to lactate. Is all
between just that play of me breaking my shoulder at Snowden playing football, making the White Station 10th grade team, John. That's a better athletic career than anything you've done, Brad. How about a round of applause?
I will actually give it. No,
if Shanae or Golick throws their co-host under the bus as much as you do, that show ain't gonna last.
I want to back you up on that.
I'm getting sick of this.
I want to back you up on that. Yeah,
you go away from fact. Yeah, John doesn't do anything but play church rectally.
If you made the
10th anything. Athletically.
In 10th grade, if you make a football team at White Station, that's better than anything I've done in my career.
No, he didn't make the football team.
It was a basketball team at White Station, Brad, if we're listening
and it
closely.
Was JV.
And a football team at Snowden. Yes,
it was
not
JV.
Oh, maybe I take it back then.
JV.
It was varsity at Snowden, and it was JV. The 10th graders made the JV. You had to.
It was kind of questionable. I'm sorry. I misheard you.
You had to be like Courtney Pegram or one of the greats to come out of White Station play sophomore varsity, John. Tells you, again, you don't know a damn thing about high school athletics around here. Nor have you made a team, you can tell.
I've made many teams, just not at White Station.
Teams that you put together, fool. You want to play some pickup? Let's go play at the church. The teams that you were the GM of.
I played at St. Michael's when I was a kid.
Man, get out of here.
I did. Baseball, soccer, and basketball.
Did you not play defense there, too?
Never really been my forte.
No, no.
You know, I told the coach, I said, I'm not playing defense. Yeah. So
No D.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball on the offensive end. I'll light that thing up.
Damn chucker.
But no, Jason, I'll be honest, man. You had a great athletic career.
Just better than yours. I don't claim great, but I claim better than yours. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jeff Calk is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, about Memphis football, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's game on, game Grizzlies. On.
Grizzlies fans.
Grant blows by Harris. Oh, look out below. Ja Morant just ripped the rim down right on top of Joe Harris. Are you kidding me, young fella? Get off the deck. My goodness, what a move by Ja Morant right there.
92.9 FM ESPN is the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. Game on, Grizzlies fans, live on 92.9 FM ESPN and on radio.com.
Kelly Urban and I love selling homes. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and we are both with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. We sell homes from the river to Germantown and everywhere in between.
And Sheldon, don't forget, we sell in all different price range, all the way up and over $1 million.
dealers in River Oaks, but we also love selling homes and condos to first-time homebuyers in Midtown, High Point, and the University of Memphis area.
And people aren't aware how much they need our experience and expertise when they're selling their homes. This involves preparation, presentation, and proper pricing combined with our highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. It's hard to beat that combination and our combination.
That's right. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling, remember what people often say, that when you want the job done, call Sheldon and Kelly, of course.
You can reach us 24/7 at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Kelly Erb or Sheldon Rosengarten.
Do it now.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory to dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Sports are back, and Iron Golf and Country Club is celebrating by offering unlimited championship course play for $140 a month through May of next year. This includes driving range, chipping greens, and everything you need to take your game to the next level. Visit IronGolfCC.com and sign up today. Iron Golf and Country Club, located off Hacks Cross near Shelby Drive.
Got a taste for Wing Guru, but no time for chicken? Enjoy Wing Guru in a bag. Pick up Memphis dry heat and garlic sriracha flavored pork skins from over 200 convenience stores in Tennessee and Mississippi. Also available at any Wing Guru location.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Dice game, lose it all. Twin and Annaway, apartment 4, I remember. We were trapping in and out the door, I remember. Miss Shirley House breaking down them things, I remember. I used to serve my partner mama, she's a crack.
The Live Love Memphis Group and REMAX Experts. I remember. Looking to buy or sell a home, that's the team you need to call. Even better than Jason's middle school Snowden football team, they are. They're the best in Memphis. They want to help you. They want to help you get in that new home. They want to help you sell your old one. Inventory is low right now, so even though on the surface it may feel like a turbulent, chaotic time, it's actually the best time because inventory is low. You're going to get top dollar for your home. So email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
John's right. That's what happened to Rodney. He ended up getting $25,000 more than he thought he would get for his home after he called Live Love. You could be like Rodney. You could be like me. 901-685-6000. Why don't you go ahead and call? Again, write that down, 901-685-6000. Ask for Jennifer. It's Jennifer Carstensen. She's the captain of this hardworking team. She's got a great one with Robbie Marbury, April Darnell, among some hardworking others. And their whole focus, their whole purpose is to get that home sold quickly for you, not just quickly, at the price point that you want and that you're going to get, quite frankly. And that's what matters. It'll be done fast. It'll be done simply. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at REMAX Experts there at livelovememphis.com.
Jason, I have a question. What sum of money would you pay to have me body slammed by Lizzo.
Do I get the everything else? I wish a brother has literally just tweeted a picture of my middle school days at White Station with the jersey on. John, if you wanted to see what a real what a baller looked like someone that actually played high school sports,
dude,
not
you, look
that
like,
just,
you look like you look like the younger brother of Tia and Tamara, bro, like smart guys who you look like in this picture.
The younger brother of Tia doesn't look like I'm going to get a whole lot of playing time that game, does it there, John?
No, you look
looks like I'm listening to the game plan that doesn't include me is what it looks like. That's what it looks like.
I don't know.
Right, next to a man, Brian Poindexter. Clearly, I had some size. I'm taller than Brian Poindexter, a great point guard at White Station, who's next to me in that shot. Clearly, I've got some size there. John, let's get back to the question.
You look
you
like
asked.
Reggie Miller in this picture,
like,
though.
He looks like
Thank you, John.
No, he looks like Taj Mahal.
I had a feeling it would impress you, Brad, more so than it does John.
Looks strong.
That actual Spartans jersey, don't I? Arms look cut up, for a high school guy.
You look rail thin, let's be clear.
Look strong, John.
Les wasn't feeding me much back in those days. Again, I wouldn't eat much. I'll be real honest with you. But that was Will Barton was skinny. I was still on my way, just like he was. Again, it was just a few other things. Good guys ahead of me, John, like Brian Poindexter and Courtney Pegram, brother. You understand that? Now back to your question: is Lizzo standing over you and staring down at you after she body slams you? Is that part of the deal? Or is she just walking off?
Well, first of all, she's not body slamming.
Because I might pay a little bit more for the stare down after she's over top of you or a foot on your chest. How about that after the body slam?
Well,
I'll tell you what, I give a good chunk of my paycheck tomorrow to see that happen, John. And we do it for charity, do something like that. Maybe you'd match and we'd raise a little money for charity if we can make that happen.
I'm the one getting
Lizzo
body slammed. She's gotta put me through the ring.
It's for charity, fool. It'd be the most athletic thing you've ever done.
Get body slammed.
Take a body slam from Lizzo. Yes, yeah, it'll be the most athletic thing you ever done. You got it? Does that compute?
Do
you understand what I'm saying?
Do I get to body slam her back?
That is a celebrity. That is a queen.
You're right.
That is a queen.
You're right.
And you want to body slam her back?
You
in the gutter.
I probably throw my lower back out trying to do it.
This guy.
You know what you should. You should spend the next hour, John. I mean, Brad and I just do the show. Go get in the gutter over at memphistiger.org or whatever it is. Go get in the cesspool because that's where your mind is today. I'm talking about body slamming a queen like Lizzo.
She is strong, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.